This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Ryan Ferguson will be in Jefferson City next week for a hearing concerning his 2005 murder conviction. KBIA's Samantha Sunny tells us what will happen at the hearing.
Pre-trial motions were completed Wednesday in preparation for the hearing of Ryan Ferguson, a man convicted of murder in Columbia in 2005. Ferguson's attorney claims the evidence used in his trial was not credible. The attorney, Kathleen Zellner, says her client will attend the hearing next week in Jefferson City.
He won't testify in our case in chief because it really doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with witness recantation.
Witnesses who were not called in the original trial could be called to testify next week. At the pretrial hearing in Jefferson City, Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled which evidence could or could not be admitted. Zellner says this pretrial hearing clarified the evidence for both parties.
We were able to go through with the Attorney General all of the evidence that was not clearly identified to get them to tell us how they were going to use it.
Charles Erickson incriminated Ferguson in the murder of Columbia Daily Tribune editor Kent Heitholt in 2004. Erickson later recanted and will testify on Wednesday. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
Thousands of Missouri children could be dropped from state-subsidized child care under a budget plan embraced by a Senate committee. The Senate Appropriations Committee has backed a cut of about $7 million in federal and state funds that help subsidize child care for low-income working parents. The committee also rejected a $5 million state funding increase that the Department of Social Services deems necessary to maintain the current level of child care subsidies. The agency provided figures Wednesday to the Associated Press showing that the 3,860 children could lose child care subsidies. The department also says the parents of an additional 2,330 children could have to pay more out of pocket. Advocates for single working parents were at the Capitol on Wednesday trying to persuade lawmakers to reconsider the cut. Conservation officials are still trying to determine what killed an estimated 14,000 fish in a central Missouri creek. Speculation had focused on runoff from an April 1st fire that destroyed an auto parts store in a Columbia strip mall, but the Columbia Daily Tribune reported Wednesday that the fire department tested the water and found it negative for petroleum pollution. The Missouri Department of Conservation says the die-off occurred in Flat Branch Creek near its confluence with Hinkson Creek. The agency says the cause won't be pinpointed until the Department of Natural Resources tests the stream. And Missouri House members have rewritten the ballot language for a proposed constitutional amendment clearing the way for someday requiring voters to show photo identification. Lawmakers approved the photo ID measure last year and wrote a summary that would go on a statewide ballot this year. A judge recently struck down the summary because it referred to the proposed constitutional amendment as a, quote, Voter Protection Act, a phrase that doesn't appear in the measure itself. The new ballot summary removes the phrase. House members voted on Wednesday for a resolution containing the new language, but some have questioned if the legislature can use a resolution to change the ballot summary for a measure that passed the previous year. The Missouri Attorney General's office says it will appeal a decision striking down the ballot title of an initiative that will limit payday loans. The Missouri Attorney General's office confirmed Wednesday that it will appeal the ruling made last week by Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green. Green said the ballot summary prepared by the Secretary of State's office was, quote, insufficient, unfair, and likely to deceive voters. The judge said the summary merely stated that the measure would limit interest rates on short-term loans without specifying the limit. The Attorney General's office represented Secretary of State Robin Carnahan in the lawsuit. A Carnahan spokesman says the office is appealing because it believes its original wording was fair and accurate. The Missouri House has passed its version of a workers' compensation bill that also proposes to fix the state's ailing second injury fund. As Marshall Giffen tells us from Jefferson City, the vote again fell mostly along party lines.
Democrats, including Kevin McManus of Kansas City, continued to object to provisions that would move all occupational disease claims from the courts to the workers' comp system.
While it does offer some compensation, that compensation is severely limited in terms of death benefits. It really amounts to almost a burial fee in order to cover the cost of the coffin.
The bill's backers say it would provide much-needed financial relief to small businesses and make the state more business-friendly. They also say tightening eligibility for second injury fund claims and shifting some of those cases to workers' comp will help the fund recover. The bill now goes to the state Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Senate has endorsed legislation that would allow charter schools to be formed outside of Kansas City and St. Louis. In a voice vote Wednesday, the Senate backed a measure that would allow charter schools to be set up in districts that would have been declared unaccredited. It would also allow charter schools in some districts that would have been provisionally accredited for 3 straight years, starting with next school year. The legislation must be approved once more before it goes to the House. Kansas City and St. Louis are the only districts allowed to have charter schools under current Missouri law. A Missouri woman can't feel too bad about her near miss in the record Mega Millions drawing from last month. After all, she still won $250,000 on a ticket she bought on a whim. The Missouri Lottery on Wednesday identified the $250,000 winner as 43-year-old Roberta Reister of Cedar Hill, near St. Louis. She bought the winning ticket at a U-Gas station in Cedar Hill for the March 30th drawing. Reister says she never plays the lottery, but when asked by the U-Gas worker if she wanted a ticket, she decided to buy five. One matched all five white ball numbers in the record $656 million drawing. Three winning tickets were sold in Illinois, Kansas, and Maryland. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.